Good Thursday. Today is March the 27th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off this morning visiting with Jenna Fritz, a Michigan farmer who serves on the U.S. Soybean Export Council. We're also going to talk about some larger trade concern developments and how that maybe will be mitigated moving forward by the government. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Jenna Fritz, and we are at Commodity Classic. Jenna, big honor as you were just elected as president of the Soybean Export Council and a Michigan native. Tell us a little bit about your background in agriculture in the state of Michigan.
Correct. Thank you, Dusty. Yep. So Jenna Fritz, I am a part of a sixth-generation farming operation in the Thumb of Michigan. My husband is the sixth-generation farmer, but we've been together now 20 years, so it counts. Yes, indeed. The operation is widely diversified. We're soybeans, corn, dry edible beans, wheat, and triticale for seed purposes. About 1,200 acres, and just very happy to be a part of the agriculture industry. You know, if you're asking about my background, I didn't grow up on a farm. And part of what makes me love this industry so much is every day that I'm in it, I learn something new. And I'd like to take what I learn day by day and explain it or help others to learn day by day what there is to know about the agriculture industry. That's why I'm so passionate to be involved and a part of the Soybean Export Council now.
Well, obviously, so many things to do on a sixth generation farm. To take time away from that to be involved in commodity organizations is a huge commitment, especially at this level. What got you the bug to get started with that?
Yeah. So I was originally involved with the Michigan Soybean Committee. Actually, I served as a staff member of the Michigan Soybean Committee. Yes, I in full-time off-farm job working in associations as part of my career past. And then when I transitioned into another career position, I was able to join as a farmer leader. That brought me to the American Soybean Association as a policy advocate, primarily working in Washington, D.C. on behalf of ASA. And then the ASA leadership blessed me with the honor of being a part of the USEC board. So after now 2 years and serving in second vice chair and vice chair roles, they've honored me with the role of chairman. And I'm super excited to be the lead advocate for the soybean industry internationally, right? This is a great time. And even in light of some uncertainty in international markets these days, it is a great opportunity for us to promote U.S. soy around the globe.
Absolutely. Well, that's really neat that you've really seen both sides of the table, if you will, both as a staffer and as a farmer member. I guess a question I would have is, as you look at, and you alluded to some of the challenges and uncertainty out there, just the importance for farmers to know how their checkoff dollars are really going to further this work that really makes a big impact.
Exactly right. And coming from the staff side and also being a farmer member, recognizing that is always the first question we receive from farmers is, what is my return on investment for investing in the checkoff? Our CEO, Jim Sutter, has actually done a great job of coining the OPM, other people's money phrase. Right? We are not working with our own money. We're working with other farmers' money. So we want to be the key stewards and ensure that our dollars are being used to the best way possible. Mm-hmm. The research shows that investment in international marketing returns the value to the soybean farmer in expanding the markets and elevating that opportunity for U.S. soy around the globe. So as much as we can have that direct impact in telling our story to create that opportunity for U.S. soy, in my mind, that's a great opportunity for that elevation and that return on investment for soybean farmers.
So in the different roles you've had, you've seen the successes and challenges up to this point. What's maybe one goal you have as we look ahead to 2025?
I think the biggest goal I could say for the organization is to continue our vast collaborations. We have done a great job in our history of collaborating with organizations within the soy family, including our ASA partners and our USB partners, but then also with others around the globe, U.S. Wheat Associates, U.S. Grains Council, USMEF, USAPEAT, all of these entities that are telling the same story about U.S. agriculture in different ways, we can collaborate. We can continue to tell the overall agricultural mission and the opportunity to international buyers. And those collaborations are strong today, and we want to just ensure that they continue for many, many years to come.
Sound like some great ways to add value for the American soybean farmer. Well, again, my guest today is Jenna Fritz, and she is a farmer from Bad Axe, Michigan, and just elected as president of the U.S. Soybean Export Council. Jenna, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much for the time, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a quick look at your agricultural headlines, in the midst of a trade war on multiple fronts, it might not cover new ground, but the United States agriculture groups would like to protect traditional export markets while opening up some new ones. Agricultural groups championed National Ag Trade Day as part of the National Ag Week. The group of Farmers for Free Trade hosted a webinar examining the trade landscape. Now, Joseph Glauber, a former USDA chief economist and research fellow emeritus at the International Food Policy Research Institute, described the current situation facing farmers, quote, "To talk about a multi-front trade war is frankly quite disturbing for American agriculture." Darcy Vetter, principal at Sower Strategies, LLC, and a former chief agriculture negotiator at the Office of U.S. Trade Representative during the Obama administration, said the big date now is 2 weeks away, that's April 2nd, when the Trump administration is expected to place reciprocal tariffs on other countries. Vetter said she understood this would translate into creating a, quote, "blended tariff rate for countries based on its overall tariffs and non-tariff barriers for U.S. goods." Of course, that may also invite retaliation, she said. Now, feed grains, oil, seeds, and meat products increasingly have relied on exports, and top markets have evolved over time, Glauber said. Three countries in the middle of the current trade disputes, Canada, Mexico, and China, are also the three biggest markets for agricultural products. Now, Vetter pointed out the pork industry depends on pigs from Canada that may have been fed from U.S. corn before being sent south. Then pork could be exported back to Canada. I think people think of ag supply chains as being sort of simple and direct, but it's actually quite complex, she said. When the 2018 trade war broke out, China was the largest market for U.S. agricultural products. The first Trump administration responded by paying farmers $23 billion between 2018 and 19 to make up for those losses. Glauber said the situation led to distortions in planning decisions for producers. It was obviously very helpful to the industry to have that kind of compensation. The problem was that the challenge was how to put together a program without distorting production decisions, Glauber said. Now, China had two large years of agricultural buys in 2021, that at $32.8 billion, and that was followed by 2022 with $38.1 billion. But since then, China's imports from U.S. farmers has also slowed down. Brazil now has 70% of the Chinese soybean market, and the U.S. has 20%. So all the growth we've seen in China since then has been essentially enjoyed by Brazil, Glauber noted, adding roughly 11 million acres in Brazil have gone into production since that time. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.